When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello, and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from somewhere called Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey there!
That sounded painful. Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way to his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hi, everybody.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I was looking at sheds the other day, and, you know, they seem useful.
Just in general?
Well, yeah, that's where you're wrong. Sheds are useless piles of shit. Shed take up space in your backyard. Shed get rid of your dog running around.
Shed. Oh my god.
Let's start with wood storage.
No, I still just want to talk about shed.
Yeah, a wood storage shed.
Okay, wood storage, like a fire starter shed?
Yeah, like a twisted fire a
shed. So you're calling it a wood shed storage shed. It's really a spider storage shed.
They could be both.
Let's be real here.
Where else do I keep my spider colony?
Potential unintentional fireplace shed.
These are all useful things.
Well...
I mean, maybe not insurable, but, you know.
Yeah, why are you using wood to make fire and not gasoline?
Well, gasoline's kind of hard sometimes to keep in large quantities.
He also stores his lawnmower. Oh, yeah, the propane tank is next to it. And his, yeah, the gas for the lawnmower and the propane tank all stored in the wood shed.
This is my flammable shed. Don't go near it with flame.
Everything I love is in that shed.
He also has, like, some oxygen tanks.
Everything I love is in that shed. Oh, with a burning passion.
Mm-hmm.
But,
fire! It's a very heated discussion point.
Yep. That's, again, a waste of a shed. You can, you know, get perfectly decent fake logs that you can put in a closet inside and not have to worry about a spider doom trap outside of a woodshed.
You can also just, like, stack a bunch of logs in, like, a pile and then cover them with tarp. Exactly.
But you'll never have that glorious moment of just, like, you know, I'm done with this, and you light the whole thing on fire if you don't have that woodshed.
Listen, if you want an arson shed, build an arson shed, but don't, you know, lie to yourself.
But call it what it is.
Firewood shed.
Well, some of us, you know, evolved to certain points.
Fire shed. Some fire shed has evolved to arson shed.
All right.
Arson. Meat smoking shed. How much meat do you smoke in order to need a shed to smoke your meat?
Generally a deer-sized critter or larger.
Oh.
Like just like one a year, though?
Well, it depends on what
you're
smoking.
Because this, again, just seems like a waste of shed.
You could put a whole pig there any time of year. You could put some chickens in there. And you could smoke any kind of thing in there.
Do you have a surfeit of chickens and hogs lying around your back porch?
I might if I had a meat smoking shed.
Oh, man.
I know, I'm just picturing, like, Jeff going to the store and buying just, like, large slabs of meat and, like, stacking them in a shed. Like, yep, gonna smoke this today, and smoking this too.
Do you need help out to your car today, sir? Just checking things in there. Like, three pigs in the shopping cart.
No, I'm good.
Entire, like, side of beef.
Hey, if I'm gonna have a meat smoking shed, I gotta have a wood shed. It's gotta make use of it. Smoke all that meat.
Oh, that's two sheds. Now you have two sheds. How do you have room for all of these sheds,
I got a big
Jeff.
Backyard. There's plentiful room for sheds.
That's what you say.
I mean, like,
it's a shedtopia back there.
That's how this starts. Oh, I just need this firewood shed. Oh, I just need this meat smoking shed. You're going to need a shed for your sheds.
It's true. You're a shed.
I'm a shed.
Shed
excuse
away
me?
From it. You're a shed away from a shed is what I meant to say.
This is going
to
get really awkward.
Got a real shed head here.
Topic. What about my yard equipment shed?
You're not going to have a yard. It's all going to be under sheds.
There'll be nothing to trim. You can stack sheds. You can put them side by side.
This is what Craigslist is for at this point. Like, Craigslist is your yard equipment shed now because that yard equipment is somebody else's problem. You're right,
I could buy a new shed on Craigslist.
Here, why don't, like, I mean, I guess you could put the yard equipment in with the wood, probably.
No, you gotta keep the wood and the yard equipment separate.
Why?
Okay.
Why not just build a big shed? Because I don't want
my yard equipment all covered in spiders, Jeremiah.
Okay, what if...
He has a really good point with that one.
What if instead of multiple tiny sheds, you got a pole barn?
No, that sounds like more work.
I mean, okay, so yard equipment sheds, like, when I was, my grandma had the most amazing shed full of yard equipment, yeah, and I loved to play in there, shedder. And now, no, it was a fairly small shed, but I used to love to play in that thing, and that just seems like bad planning.
Nope, that's, you learned life lessons in that shed.
These are the sharp axes.
Yep.
These are the sharp axes. These are the dull axes.
And this is how you tell the difference.
Spades, also sharp, for some reason.
Sharper than a knitting needle.
And fertilizer is...
excellent to use.
Tastes awful.
Yes.
Don't. But, yeah, I feel like a yard equipment shed is really just calling for, like, kid irresponsibility shed.
That's fair.
Like, it's, you can't help it when you're a kid and there's a shed full of tools and stuff you're not supposed to touch or play with. It'll
draw the kids from all around town. They're like hiding in sheds. It's like that barking semaphore line from 101 Dalmatians, but with kids. They'll like spread it from playground to playground until there's this giant pile of kids trying to get into the yard equipment shed. You don't need that liability.
Yeah. You don't. The insurance on that is going to be horrendous.
In-law suite. Shed.
I don't think most in-laws want to be relegated to the shed, but I like how you've renamed it the in-law suite. Like, I can just picture going out to the shed and, like, pulling out all of the spider logs and then, like, putting a rug down on the floor and, like,
renovation,
cutting maybe a hole so that there's a window, like a mattress on the floor. Being like, it's an in-law suite. See, guys?
Oh my gosh.
Totally not a shed. Oh. This is definitely not where I keep my spiders. This is it's an in-law legit. Suite.
Oh man, what's the lotion? Like, you could
rent that. You could rent that shit on Airbnb for probably a lot of money. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're gonna have sheds, you might as well turn them into.
It's an eco guest shed.
A toilet shed, is that a nice word for an outhouse? Yes. Okay.
Why would you toilet shed? Jesus, Jeff. What? Your backyard is gonna have yard so many tools uses and fire. And shit. And
hey, don't talk that way about the in-laws.
I think he was talking that way about the literal shit.
Oh, you mean the fertilizer.
Toilet shed. Well, I don't think you're supposed to use that for fertilizer. Like, I think that you're not supposed to collect what's in the toilet shed.
You
gotta
compost it before you put it on your plants.
Yeah, it's just part of the process.
Okay.
Give it some.
I'm really uncomfortable with the where this is going.
Are there more sheds? Is there like a lady skin shed for your skin suit? Is there?
Whoa, that's... there!
I was gonna ask what the challenge rating for the gazebo would be.
Well, gazebo's not a shed.
It's like an open shed. Gazebo, it's an open air shed.
It could be a shed. It's like you nail some tarps on every side. You nail some tarps on every side of that gazebo. You've got yourself a shed.
Mm-hmm.
So a patio is an attached wall-less shed.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, gazebo is just shed potential, really.
I'm living in a new shed world.
You just need to open your eyes, Jeremiah. Like,
everything's a shed. A car's a shed on wheels.
It is.
With your own sovereign rights within that shed.
Oh my gosh. I get
a tent is just a shed that you can move around.
I have sovereign canvas.
Portable shed.
Sovereign rights in my Porta sheds. Shed.
Well, in the car.
Porta Shed's a really good band.
Yeah. I'd listen to them.
We get a sponsorship from Portishead advertising Porta Sheds. I would probably die happy.
Yeah, well, life goals.
Probably shed that.
Thanks,
idea.
Sheds.
See, all you were missing in life were sheds.
If only. If only. Do you have crying shed? Can I go crawl in a crying shed and just kind of...
Well, that's what the woodshed's for. It helps to bring out the tears naturally.
What if I've already lit it on fire?
Well, then you can cry for a different reason.
Oh.
I feel like if you're going to go cry somewhere, you should cry in the meat shed. Because then, like...
So then you can smell like hickory when you come out?
Well, I mean, like, also there's, like... built-in snacking, like,
oh, that's true.
When I'm having a good cry, like, a lot just of times I just want a good salty snack.
Off a
smoked
side
meat
of bacon.
Fits right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Start gnawing on some jerky. just tears.
Well,
and
your
jerky.
Tears would just help to, you know, keep the meat going, salt it up.
But the moisture, I think, would. Ugh.
Well, I mean, like, and you know, like, you cry enough, you've got like a little sauna action going on there too. So
true. It's a twofer for sure.
Jeff, I'm never visiting you again.
Well, that's all the time we have for tonight.
Well, thank goodness.
Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Later. Have fun building some sheds. Sheds for everything. Sheds for sheds.
And if you don't build a shed, good for you. It's a waste of everything.
Everything.
Sheds brought to you by Sheds for More Sheds. Thanks for listening.